Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The last Democratic debate of the year held last night in Los Angeles. Seven candidates calling for President Trump, now that he's been impeached, to be removed from office. In the debate, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders called Trump a pathological liar. Senator Elizabeth Warren saying corruption is definitely on the table in the 2020 election. And former VP Joe Biden says integrity must be restored in the White House. Senator Amy Klobuchar says of the race,
this primary comes down to some simple questions. Who has the best ideas, the best experience? Mostly, who can beat Donald Trump, and how will she do it?
NASA says there are technical problems with the Starliner space capsule, which launched from Cape Canaveral this morning. It says that it may not be able now to dock as scheduled with the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
He's been impeached, and now President Trump is eager for a Senate trial to begin. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything. Now, the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a set up. They happen to have a small majority, and they took that small majority and they forced people.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules.
Meanwhile, an evangelical magazine founded by the late preacher Billy Graham says Trump should be removed from office. The editor-in-chief of Christianity Today says in an editorial that Trump's alleged coercion of a foreign leader was profoundly immoral. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flu outbreak is getting worse across America. Some examples, the state of Minnesota reporting three more deaths and 60 schools there are affected. An entire school district in Atlanta closed a day early for the holiday break because of the flu. And Arizona is dealing with more than 4,300 cases so far this season, including about 900 reported in just the past week. A report from the pharmacy chain Walgreens shows the worst hit areas are Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Federal authorities are accusing Chipotle of violating U.S. labor law. The National Labor Relations Board says the fast casual Mexican food chain violated the law by allegedly firing a New York employee in retaliation for trying to organize with a union. And Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. It's only been in theaters for a day. In fact, yesterday was its preview night. It's officially opening today across America, but it's already running away at the box office. That latest film of the Disney-owned space saga brought in an estimated $44 to $48 million, according to Deadline. Now, if those numbers hold up, the film could see its or the third or fourth highest earning preview night in history. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and good that you could join us as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. John Zemerich is with us, senior editor at Stream.org. John, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. I saw a fantastic movie last night that might leave the theater soon. Richard Jewell is Clint Eastwood's movie, and yes. Critics savaged it because it goes after the media.
Yeah. Not surprised that that would be the case, but hey, look,
people need to go out and see it. Support this movie. Watch this instead of watching the news.
Well, we interviewed the writers that inspired the movie. They wrote the attorney not him. It was Kent Alexander. He was the attorney general, I think, for Atlanta at the time. And then the other co-author was with the Wall Street Journal. And so their document, anyway, their book suspect on Richard Jewell was Clint Eastwood's. He leaned on that book for some ideas and getting the movie together. But I agree with you. I mean, this is an awesome movie.
See the movie if you want to understand the impeachment hearing. Okay? Because you don't watch the impeachment. Don't watch the hearings. They're pointless. You need to watch Richard Jewell. Hold on a second. Richard Jewell is a cinematic depiction of exactly what is happening to President Trump, what happened to Carter Page, what happened to George Papadopoulos, General Mike Flynn, and what ultimately the elites, using the deep state and the media, what they're trying to do to all of us deplorables whose votes they want to cancel. They want to cancel us the way they canceled Richard Jewell, who is, let's remember, an innocent, honest, hardworking, blue-collar security guard living with his mom, wanted to be a cop, couldn't quite make it. He was working as a security guard at the Olympics in Atlanta. He was a religious Baptist, lived with his mom, had an adorable little beagle. He was proud of his job. He found the bomb that blew up at the Atlanta Olympics. He found it before it went off, and he got hundreds of people evacuated. When the FBI couldn't find the bomber, what did they do? They blamed the guy who found it because that was easy. And because he fit the stereotype. He's an overweight, white male, evangelical Christian, gun owner, Republican, probably a terrorist, in their view.
Yes. Amazing how they would connect the dots that way. But that's what we're dealing with today, to your point. And here we are looking at the impeachment, and it follows a uncanny format, doesn't it?
Really does. Now, I broke down crying 5 or 6 times during this movie. Richard Jewell is a simple, honest, kind, hardworking man. He's the kind of American nobody notices, but each of us counts. counts on millions of people like this doing their jobs honestly. And the system destroyed him.
Exactly.
It's a powerful movie. When you see the FBI tricking him into falsely incriminating himself. That made me think of General Mike Flynn when they faked his interview. When they raid Richard Jewell's house and confiscate his weeping mother's underwear, it reminded me of the Dawn SWAT team that raided Paul Manafort's home, even though he was cooperating with authorities. I thought of all the spooks, liars, crooks who tried to crush Carter Page, George Stephanopoulos, Mike Flynn,
or Papadopoulos,
trying to crush Donald Trump.
Exactly. No, it is amazing how that pattern is replayed, and you see it. And that's one of the things that they've been doing, because they've been able to get away with it, you know, for all this time. And Richard Jewell, because of his training, his own sense and gut instincts, you know, right there at that time, there were 50,000 people in that center, John. 50,000. I mean, the fact that
only one person died and 100 people were injured. Right. You know what else I thought of? I thought of Mark Beasley Youssef. Mark Beasley Youssef was a Coptic Christian who made a movie critical of Islam. Mm. Hillary Clinton blamed the Benghazi attack on his video, and they looked up some charges on which he'd been released on probation, and they threw him in prison. They scapegoated him for the Benghazi attacks when Clinton knew perfectly well this was an al-Qaeda attack that had been planned for months before the video even appeared.
Exactly.
Now Hillary Clinton is sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. Black slaves are sold again in Libya. ISIS honeycombs the country, that thanks to Barack Obama's humanitarian intervention. And you know where Youssef lives? In a homeless shelter. Another Richard Jewell. Another deplorable, destroyed by the system. What about Nick Sandman? If it were up to the media, his whole life would have been destroyed. You had CNN pundits fantasizing about punching his face, and you had people talking about contacting every college he applied to and telling them not to admit him. They openly said they wanted to destroy the life of the 17-year-old boy. For what? For showing up at a pro-life march, wearing a MAGA hat, and keeping his cool when a bunch of leftists got in his face.
Exactly. No,
that's what we're dealing with. That's the kind of evil. These are the principalities and powers that we face in high places in Congress today.
Yeah. And they are throughout. They are extremely on display. But it's also why they're freaking out right now, John, because of this 45th president. And I think by God's grace, they're being exposed right now. The light of day is falling upon their evil actions, and you can see them for what they are, and get ready. I mean, I think it's an interesting time that we're heading into 2020. It speaks of vision, and I think that we're going to see things a lot clearer in this coming year that is going to scare the holy what-have-you out of the Nancy Pelosi's, the Democratic apparatchik, and the deep state.
Yeah, well, they have to lose this upcoming election. We can't, even if you didn't like Donald Trump, even if, you know, you found him obnoxious, or even if you were upset at some of his policies. I've been upset at his policy with Turkey and Syria.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot let them get away with this. They tried to steal an election. They effectively did annul Trump's presidency in the sense of blocking everything he did for 3 years with these fake impeachment hearings and all these fake scandals and total Democratic obstructionism. Imagine, Bill, if white Republicans had done this to Barack Obama.
Oh, Lord.
It would have been civil war in America.
Exactly.
But I think these people want a civil war. Well, they better be careful what they wish for.
Yeah, because the recoil on them is going to be tremendous, John. I really believe this. I believe that Nancy Pelosi has lost the gavel, and there is going to be such a recoil on this whole situation in much the same way that we saw happen here recently in the UK with Brexit. And
that's
you're
right.
Going to hear the American
thing.
People say, hey, can you hear me now?
It's the same thing. It was elite saying, we don't care how you voted. You people are stupid and deplorable and vulgar. Your votes don't count unless you vote the way we tell you. And what we want to do is bring in millions of immigrants who will vote the way we tell them, because they're not used to the American system and they want public benefits. So we want to inundate your country with immigrants we can treat like campesinos. We want to treat you like serfs, and we want to hold on to power, whatever the price.
Exactly.
That's the Democrats today.
Well, that's their lust for power that Lindsey Graham called them out for during the Kavanaugh hearings, right?
Right. He said, y'all sure do want power. I hope y'all never get it.
Well, but here, so close, John, so close. But I believe they've jumped the shark on this. They've been exposed, and the people will speak loud and clear come November 2020, and get ready, because I think that because of the narrative and the damage they've done to the American people, it's going to be tough on some people. There's going to be they'll be in shock, because they're going to have to reconcile the truth. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. John after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is your time.
As promised, fresh and independent. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Zamara continues with us. GoStream.org for more information. John, to kind of wrap up this whole impeachment situation, what Nancy Pelosi is doing in, holding back, not wanting to immediately send the articles of impeachment that have been passed by the Democrats in the House. She's holding back, playing a game, because, you know, you talk about control, and this is one of the things that I was seeing. I didn't know how she was going to let loose of the control of the narrative and turn it over to Republicans, because we all know about payback. And just the mere mention of being treated the way they treated Republicans in the House, they are screaming to no end.
That's right. Well, this is holding back the impeachment. It's just a way of dragging it out, which this is a huge political mistake for them, and she's dragging it out to last longer because she's answering not to the ordinary voter. She's answering to the elite donor classes that control the Democratic Party and the small cadre of fanatics who support people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So you've got Antifa in the streets running riot, and you've got some bankers and tech execs and just snobs living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, who want the impeachment to happen. To them, it's symbolic. The people cannot be allowed to speak. If the people vote wrong, they're going to have to vote all over again. Just the way in Britain, they wanted to make them repeat the Brexit referendum.
Right.
And I don't know if a lot of people remember this. Various countries in the European Union voted against joining. And they were just forced to vote again and again and again until they voted yes, and then there's no way out.
Exactly. Well, here it is. As we know, there really isn't anything new in history, is there? It just keeps repeating itself.
Human nature is the same sewer it always was.
It's just, I know we sound senile, but it's just that, you know, it's hard to deny reality. John, let's talk about another article that you wrote about in stream.org. It's beginning to look a lot like Krampus, huh?
Yeah, this is a kind of a fun one. Krampus is sort of an ugly character from German folklore. In Germany and certain parts and other parts of Central Europe, in addition to St. Nicholas, they have this monster devil figure called Krampus. And while St. Nicholas brings toys to the good children, Krampus punishes the bad ones, either beats them with switches or, if they're really bad, he threatens to carry them off to hell. And to me, that's a good thing. Okay, that reminds us what the stakes were for Christmas in the first place. I mean, why did Jesus have to come? To save us from what? To save us from a horned, hateful accuser, the devil.
Yes.
So I kind of miss, you know, the dark figure of Krampus being part of a Christmas festival. But on the other hand, I feel like our culture has replaced St. Nicholas and the baby Jesus with Krampus. I even wrote a little Christmas carol, a Krampus carol.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just sort of read it to you. It's beginning to look a lot like Krampus. Everywhere you go, take a look at the Democrats and the streets filling up with rats, burning flags and tear gas clouds. Oh, no. It's beginning to look a lot like Krampus. Porn on every phone. Well, that gives you the idea.
Yeah, exactly. This, and you can get all the lyrics at stream.org. Just look it up right there. Go ahead, John.
So I imagine, like, Macy's on 34th Street, and instead of Santa Claus, they have Krampus waiting for kids to come sit on his lap. And when they sit in his lap, he asks them what their gender identity is. Are they sure? Are you sure you're a boy? Maybe you could become a girl. Have you questioned your gender identity? And, of course, the kids get scared, and then Krampus warns them about how not to be a hater, and make sure you're politically correct, or else we're going to say, where do you go? Where do bad children go? They go to the red states, where everybody's racist, and the food is terrible, and the people all dying of opioid addiction, and they're clinging to their guns and their religion. So basically, that's the culture. The culture, the elite culture, from Netflix to the Ivy Leagues to the tech companies to the Hallmark Channel, Santa Claus has been replaced by Krampus, and he's trying to teach the kids how to be evil. So I have a little skit there of a boy sitting in Krampus's lap getting good and scared.
Oh, Lord. You know, as satirical as it is, John,
sadly, I mean, it's so close. It is so close what is happening to our culture that all we need is Krampus on display on 34th Street. Why not?
It would be more honest. I mean, yeah. Planned Parenthood is putting out candles with a unicorn that say abortion is magic. It's hard to satirize this stuff. They're really making life difficult for those of us who write satire because they satirize themselves.
Exactly. Well, and that's the deal. I often say that you can look for self-indictment. All you have to do is just listen to people, listen to them talk, and the very things they say, whether, you know, things that Nancy Pelosi says. I mean, forget about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is just a constant gaffe. But, you know, because, I mean, and you know, like this current round that has been brought up over this phone call with Ukraine, you know, Joe Biden, lest we forget, he's the one on tape saying, look, at unless you fire that prosecutor, you ain't going to get your $1 billion. And I got about 6 hours. So you got about 6 hours to make this decision. Otherwise, me and my money, and of course, I'll pick up my son, too, because he's on the plane, and we're leaving Dodge here. Right?
That's right. But now, because the president was a little bit clumsy trying to get the information from Ukraine, and frankly, he should have had his own Justice Department doing this investigation, not rely on Ukraine. Mm-hmm. My gosh, I don't want Ukraine doing my investigations.
No, not at all. But
I from them, and yeah. they make some wonderful textiles, and they've right. got some nice crafts and beautiful music and art, but I don't look to them for the rule of law. I would like to see Bill Barr really rip up the deep state. I would like to see the FBI gut it. I want to see the FISA courts eliminated. You know what we really need? And I wrote another piece about this at stream.org. President Trump's next appointment to the Supreme Court should be Sidney Powell. She is
yes.
General Flynn's defense attorney,
exactly.
Former federal prosecutor who quit over prosecutorial misconduct and abuse, wrote an amazing book, License to Lie, exposing it all. She is a fierce, conservative, fearless. She's the kind of person we need on the court to speak up for the innocent, for the Richard Jewells and the George Papadopouloses and the Carter Pages and the Mike Flynns of this world, who the deep state wants to chew up and spit out and leave as a brown smear on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
She has been a fighter for them. That's the kind of person we need on the Supreme Court. And
I think President Trump
will listen to that.
I think that's a good call, without a doubt. And I think the point of all this, John, you bring up a good point in terms of another appointment, because upon the reelection of Donald Trump, we're talking at least one, if not two more appointments to the Supreme Court by this this 45th
right.
president. And this is freaking them out.
Don't be safe. He thought Brett Kavanaugh was a safe appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw how safe that was.
No. Yeah.
Democrats are going to go after somebody as bland an establishment, Bush certified, as Brett Kavanaugh, what the hell? Why
yes.
not appoint Don Jr.? But in fact, Sidney Powell is well qualified and would be a fighter for the innocent, for Anglo-American common law principles of innocent till proven guilty, of keeping prosecutors under control, and of reining in the deep state, which is working still like a politicized secret police.
Exactly.
Like East Germany. And if you want to really understand the deep state, rent the movie The Lives of Others. It's about the East German deep state and how they rigged elections and they control the country politically. That is the aspiration of these Democrats inside the FBI.
Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of disbarment in the future in 2020 coming along. And I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Weissman is part of that lineup because Sidney Powell, as you pointed out, called him out with clear evidence in her book, License to Lie. And look what happened. It got reproduced again in the Mueller report.
That's right. Well, when you set up a Rube Goldberg that's designed to take the law, chew it up, and spit it out as Excelsior, that's how it's going to operate until you dismantle the monstrosity. Devin Nunes called for the elimination of the FISA courts. Absolutely. They were an abuse that we approved in our panic after 9/11 that George Bush rammed into law, and some of us back in 2005 were warning how dangerous
exactly.
it was, if only anyone had listened to us.
Amen. Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor at stream.org. That's where you need to go for all the information. John, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bill. Merry Christmas.
Do you know what the second most common cancer in the U.S. is? You may be surprised to hear. It's a type of skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, and it affects about 700,000 Americans every year. CSCC is typically treatable when caught early, but like other cancers, it can become serious and even life-threatening if it progresses to a locally advanced stage or spreads in your body. Most people know that sun exposure increases your risk for skin cancers like CSCC, but that's not the only risk. If you're over 65, male, or living in the southern part of the U.S., you're at an increased risk too. It's important to know potential signs of CSCC, like scaly or red patches, or raised lumps. If you have had CSCC, check for any changes or new spots that won't go away, as these may be signs that you're at higher risk for the cancer to get worse. If you have questions or think your CSCC is becoming advanced, talk to your doctor. You can learn more at aboutadvancedcscc.com. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to his impeachment, President Trump says bring it on and get it moving. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything. Now the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. They happen to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules.
The CDC says now over 2,500 Americans have been hospitalized because of feeling ill after smoking e-cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Stephanie O'Connell Rodriguez, is with us, a nationally recognized money expert and author. And we're going to be talking about, you know, the holiday shopping scams, okay? You know, consumers today or worry about online scams and fraud, but it can be even worse around the holidays when online shopping increases and many people are searching for gifts on social media platforms. In fact, according to social advertising company Smartly.io, 76% of those who have purchased holiday gifts via social media ads have done so via Facebook or Instagram. So if you're planning some online holiday shopping but have concerns about potential scams, well, good for us. Stephanie O'Connell Rodriguez is with us, and she's going to tips on online shopping and best practices for the holiday season. Stephanie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here, because we know with the holidays, the scammers come out in number. I mean, this is a it's a target-rich time of the year for them, right?
Absolutely. 54% of people are doing their holiday shopping online. And to your point, on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, there are a ton of ads for deals. And it's actually a great way to discover those deals and find new companies. You just want to make sure that you're doing your due diligence online as much as you do in store.
Well, exactly, because of the information that you're passing on. I mean, heaven knows what kind of portal you're opening up, maybe instantaneously, but even down the road it can get more complicated, right?
Exactly. You just want to be on the lookout for anything that feels a little bit clickbaity. For example, you might see something that looks like a news article, but when you open it up, maybe it's really just an advertisement for a beauty product or something. Or you want to see those products that are claiming to promise the world or have a price that's too good to be true. Those things are all red flags, and it's something we need to be looking out for no matter where we're shopping.
Yes, exactly. And you got to be careful. Those Russian brides, they're really, they're like Trojan horses. I just want you to know, by the way. Not that I've ever had any experience. I've had friends that have had experience with that test. All right, let's talk about some of the outside of the Russian brides. What are some of the most common online scams to watch out for this holiday season?
Yeah, so some of the red flags that you can look out for before you click on an ad are things like really obvious spelling and grammatical errors, blurry photos. If you're checking out the URL on the ad, does it actually match the URL of the website that that ad takes you through when you click through? And then before you actually buy a product, what are the shipping policies? What are the return policies? Is there a customer service phone number that you could contact if need be? You really just want to be on the lookout for any of the things that we might think of as fine print, because that fine print is what really matters in proving legitimacy.
You know, I would think that your gut still has a lot to do with it, that if you suspect that it's, you know, it's fishy, just go with your gut. I mean, what do you got to lose, right?
Yeah, go with your gut, but also go beyond your gut. So if you're trying from a new company that you've never heard of, you know, that might be a legitimate company, but go ahead and search that company online. You're already online, theoretically, right? So go ahead and check out their Facebook page. See when that page was created. Are people liking the pictures? Are they commenting on recent posts? Those are all indicators that that's a legitimate company.
Well, you talked about what to look for to make sure an ad is safe to click on, URL matching. That's very important. What are some other red flags to look for when considering a purchase from a company that we're not familiar with?
So if you're seeing a price that's too good to be true, you might not know it. What you need to do is go ahead and look at similar products online or the same product on a different platform and price compare. Now, you might be getting a deal. It might be, you know, just a discounted product. But if it's half the price of everything else online, that could be an indicator that it really isn't a legitimate product. You also want to see where is that product shipping from? Is it coming from an international location? There's nothing wrong with that, but if you need to return the product, you might pay more in returning that product to ship it back internationally than the product is actually worth. So you want to be looking at those kinds of things.
Right. Well, and sometimes, you know, you'll get low price offerings because they're hooks down the road, right? I mean, it's like, okay, I'm going to bring you in on this lost leader, so to speak, which has been a traditional marketing ploy, but they know down the road that they've got your information, and they're looking for maybe a longer term relationship as opposed to something, you know, quick and transactional, right?
Exactly, and that's where feedback is so valuable. It's important that if you do have a negative experience that you report it. Much like you might in a store or a restaurant, you can report negative experience online too. For example, on Facebook, there's actually a tab called your recent ads activity tab, and if you have clicked through and made a purchase on an ad recently, it'll show up there in your recent ads activity, and you can provide feedback right there on your experience.
Right. So the key tips in review here, and we're grateful that Stephanie O'Connell Rodriguez is with us. She's a nationally recognized money expert and author as well. Is that before clicking an ad, is this a company that you're familiar with? If not, do your research. As you say, Stephanie, you're online, so it's easy enough. Just open up another tab and check out the company, right?
Exactly. It's already there. It might even be on the same platform you're on. You know, we're talking about buying through social media now. There's been an increase of at least 50% in the last holiday season of people buying through ads on Facebook and Instagram. It's so easy to just stay on that platform and search that company right there in Facebook and make sure they're legitimate.
Well, and the other thing, too, in browsing the website, you want to make sure, as she said earlier, that the domain name redirects you, doesn't redirect you to a different site, possibly. Spelling or grammar mistakes on the website, just a few red flags to look out for. I know I got caught a couple of times, you know, searching a news item, and it looked like it was coming from a major network source, but then it wasn't .com, it was .us or .co or something, but it was a derivative. It wasn't a familiar URL site that should have been, pretty well branded with that network or that name brand.
Exactly. That's such a clear red flag if that URL doesn't match up with what the advertisement says it's directing you to. If it's a totally different address, or even to your point, if it's slightly different, that could be an indicator that that's not actually the website you think you're going to.
Right. And when making a purchase, the first question is the price too good to be true? I mean, if you got 90% off, red flag here, you might think, okay, am I being fished here? Is this a scam? The other thing is to look at, and I think you bring up a critical point here, and this is one that I get caught on, is shipping costs and tracking. And especially if it happens to be, coming from an overseas destination, because not only shipping costs and tracking, it also becomes problematic. And this hasn't been consistent. This has just been on a couple of issues that I've experienced, Stephanie, and that is that when I've had to, seek a refund, it's a little bit more of a challenge when it's somebody outside of the United States.
Exactly. And you just want to make sure that there even is a customer service line. You could even call the number just to make sure somebody picks up if you really want to go the extra mile.
Right, exactly. Why not? It's your money. I mean, we can be smarter. We don't need to get duped this holiday season. We learn, and these are ideas that have come along, Stephanie. As you know, you've talked to other consumers. I mean, this is a kind of a corporate concept where everybody has networked and, shared their experiences and said, okay, here's the things to look forward to so that we're not getting scammed this holiday season, because we know that, hey, 'tis the season to get scammed. And you say it's important to report negative experiences.
Exactly. Providing feedback on your experience isn't just important for letting the company know if there is that you personally had a bad experience, but it also warns other consumers. So it makes the platforms better for everybody when everyone fully participates.
Well, she's a nationally recognized money expert and author. Stephanie O'Connell Rodriguez has been with us. Stephanie, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, so you can see a recap of all of these red flags and things to look out for by heading to facebook.com/help and just search for scams in the search bar.
Stephanie, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Lab, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is unique.
uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
I'll tell you, we're joining up with Glenn Stanton with Focus on the Family, and where he's at, the weather is frightful out there, right, Glenn?
It is. It's actually beautiful, but when I got in my car this morning, it was 19 degrees. So
Ooh, wow. That is
pretty frightful.
Okay. And of course, some of the other people, they go, and that's a heat wave compared to what we're experiencing. I know our studio is in Minneapolis. I don't think it's down there, but sometimes I talk about how it might be cold, and they're like in the minus category. I mean, the thermometer turns upside down there.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
But these are silly people. I mean, these are people that go out there and they put a hole in the ice to go fish. I don't.
Minnesotans.
Yeah. It's a special breed. I keep asking them. I go, what do they call that hole in the ice? And they go, a hole in the ice.
Exactly.
They're
My
funny people.
If you can't cast when you're fishing, you're not fishing.
Yeah, I think so. I that's it. And then, of course, if you're in some little, cabin or something that you're scooting on the ice, that's all equipped. And I guess some of these cabins that they have are, set up. They're pretty luxed out. I mean, they got heating, they've got sound equipment, everything else. I mean, what is that?
Well, Bill, you and I know what it is. It's an excuse for those guys to get away from their wives and drink beer.
Is that what it is?
Under the auspices of fishing.
Yeah, Buttigieg, they have his wine cave, and now the Minnesota, they've got it figured out. They've got their beer cave there on the ice. I mean, why not? And, well, the good thing about that is that it keeps it cold.
There's always a silver lining, right?
Well, hey, you have to be optimistic. My dad always said that of all his children, I was the most optimistic, I guess. So sometimes I can't help myself. Glenn Stanton, as I mentioned, is the director of Global Family Formation Studies that focus on the Family Research Fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. Glenn, I want to talk to you about, what's happening, with this new technology and everything, the creativity of these millennials and how to reveal and unveil dramatically the sex of their to-be-born child. It runs the whole gamut. I mean, it's pretty amazing. What's going on?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this is, and unless you've, been on the moon or something, mm-hmm. these gender reveal parties have gotten just crazy popular. Mm-hmm. And they really are a wonderful thing. I mean, what they're doing is they're all in fun, but as an article that I wrote recently, they are like a revolutionary statement against contemporary gender theory that, oh, there's more than two genders. And, this is like, no, pink or blue, traditional, right. And, which is your baby. And, again, these things being so popular are, a wonderful indication that we're not buying the crazy gender theory stuff. And, some of these parties are very tasteful. Some of them are like crazy over the top.
Yeah, that's what you say, the creativity of these young kids. It is amazing stuff. Necessarily we cannot talk about on radio, but hey, they are creative.
They're having fun. It's interesting. One is, and this is, I don't want to be stereotypical. I'm from the South. This no doubt took place in the South. But there was a big muscle car, and he is just gunning his engine, and the family is all around. And then he just lets out smoke from under his car, squealing his wheels, and it was blue smoke. Mm-hmm. So, like, the gender reveal party is this guy with his muscle car just spinning out. And you're like, yeah, is that really how you want to do it? But that's how they did it.
Hey, why not? Why not? I mean, they have all these different challenges, and they come up with all these great ideas. So this is the way it goes. The thing is that's interesting is that what do you do with these people that want to project upon their child something other than a male or female? I mean, what kind of color balloon or what kind of color food coloring, smoke do you send up when you think that your child's going to be fluid or one of, I think, 62 or 63 options, according to the state of California now?
And how do you get that many colors? There's not that many colors in the rainbow. But, Bill, it's interesting that this piece that I wrote for The Federalist that came out last week, I quote a scholar, quote-unquote scholar, from the University of Toronto, and she wrote a piece that got published in an academic journal, and she's kind of breaking down what these gender reveal stories are. But she says in there, and I have the quote, she says, "Is it that the mother ingests either the blue or the pink cake that goes into her blood system and then enters the child, letting the child know that the rest of their life they will be forced into the binary stereotypical categories of pink or blue, boy or girl?" And you're like, are you insane?
Right. I mean, we're going to ignore biology, and now is she some kind of therapist? What is she, a psychologist?
Get this. She's a professor of religion.
Wow.
So, she's just speaking outside of her realm, but yes, the dye in the cake gets into the child's system and impresses upon them this terrible bondage of pink or blue. I mean,
there was no further statement like, did I say that out loud? I think I was just thinking it. I didn't really mean to say that,
Or am I going to lose my job for being ridiculous, But this is how these people think. And, I mean, that's the thing that your listeners need to understand is contemporary gender theory is not only contrary to science, it's anti-science.
Yes, exactly.
And it is built purely on a wish that reality could be this way rather than another way. I mean, nobody has ever heard You know, did you have a boy or a girl? Well, no, we had the 14th, 15th, or 21st, you know, gender.
Gender spectrum child
exactly.
or something, right?
And even the gender theory people don't even say that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always a boy or a girl. So they can't even live consistently with their own crazy theories.
Unbelievable. Well, what I'm waiting to hear next is that, a child has now been influenced because of the color cake the mother had. So the reason that gender confusion came into play is that he was a boy and she kept eating lots of pink stuff.
Right? Or you know what?
Yes, I did say that out loud. I said that out loud only to combat the insane theories that are flying around that may be coming next. Because, Glenn, we just wait for somebody to come in and say, what, are you nuts? I mean, it's like, I'll never forget. I remember after the Watts riots in L.A., I was in L.A., and I was at a movie premiere. There was a movie that was produced by Motown Records and the Motown Empire, and it was called Watts Stacks. I believe it was Motown that did this. And they kept talking to black people in California about, you know, what was going on in their, in their culture and in their local cities and that sort of thing. And they would come up with some really just nut cuckoo kind of crazy theories of why they were in the situation they were in. Hmm. And they kept doing this cutaway to Richard Pryor. And he said it in his own inimitable way. I can't repeat it, but he would just, in essence, just say, you know, that brother's crazy. And it just kept coming up, you know, that brother's crazy. And that's what we need. We need a Richard Pryor voice when things come up like this where, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you know, this is ludicrous. Let's not waste our time even, you know, pondering it, waste any brain cells on it because I can't remember that one movie. What was it? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, when the teacher says, what you just shared with us did not, I'm not all the smarter for what you just said, you know?
No, isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
But you may be the wiser to know what these people are about. And that's kind of the message to be serious, is all of us out here who are kind of pressured to play along with this, and if we don't play along, we're insensitive with, you know, somebody using a plural pronoun, you know, I'm they. Mm-hmm. You know what? We need to be rebellious in a way and be revolutionary and say, you know what? We refuse to play along with that. And in a way, I mean, that takes us back to our topic, is that's what these gender reveal parties are. I mean, they're not, you know, literally, but everyone that takes place is a, you know, holding a fist up to these gender theorists to say, no, we are binary. We are pink and blue. This is. And, you know, that's true emotionally and happily at these parties. But it's also true scientifically and biologically because, you know, the medical professionals at the hospital, they'll say, you know what, these are the two options, male or female.
Exactly. Or you would have those other rebels that would say, well, I'm not planning on carrying this baby to full term. So what color do I use if I plan to abort this fetus?
Well, and that's the crazy thing.
I mean, that's really obtuse. I know. I know that's pretty obtuse, maybe shocking for some people to hear this. But, I mean, you know, to your point, the fact that they are, again, reinforcing that, yes, God made them male and female, and that is the binary choice. And in a sense, we celebrate the obvious.
Yes, and you know, and we are celebrating the obvious, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's one of those things when somebody learns, yes, we had our baby yesterday, the first question that we ask is not, is the baby healthy? Is the mother all right? We ask, is it a boy or a girl? And we don't do that because of cultural, you know, pressure and conditioning. We do it because that's one of the most important things about this new little baby, you know?
Yeah.
And we understand those are the two categories that humanity fits into. And we shouldn't be shy. We shouldn't apologize for, you know, being excited about that.
And you bring up a good point here, Glenn, and we only got about 15 seconds, but as fast as I can say it, is that, when a woman is pregnant, it's a baby. And if she decides to eliminate that said child, it's no longer a baby. It just becomes a fetus because a fetus somehow accommodates the language.
language and the decision that they've made. Glenn Stanton, thank you, Glenn. Merry Christmas.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you...